Joined in the studio now by Brian Giroux. He's the executive director of the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce, and Meredith Popst. She's the director of communications and the director of the foundation for the Jackson R2 School District. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
So there's a lot of ways that the chamber and the district partner together, right, Brian?
That's right. We are extremely fortunate to be such strong partners with Jackson R2 School District. One of the things that we do is we try to align our mission with Jackson R2 School and really make our community better. And when you have such an achieving school district in your backyard, it makes things extremely easy to promote your area. So one of the things that we do is when we have a business that comes into our area or somebody, a newcomer, one of the first things we do is we show off our school district and really let them know that this is a huge part of quality of life in Jackson, Missouri. And if you have kids, you definitely want to be associated with this. This is a great thing. And so we use our schools as an economic development tool. A lot of people think, well, it's workforce, it's buildings. Big part of it is, if I bring my kids into the area, are they going to be safe? Are they going to be educated? And are they going to grow? And we are very confident that we can say yes to all three of those things. And so we really look forward to opportunities to partner with Jackson R2 School and Meredith and Dr. Lincoln and that entire staff.
So what does that mean to have that chamber partnering with you guys? How important is that to the district?
It's so important. The chamber really helps us with our partners in education. What we do is we link up every school in our district. So we have 7 elementaries, 1 middle, a junior high, and a high school. Every school has a partner in education. So that is a business person and a member of the Chamber of Commerce that works with our schools to help provide those wants. The district's able to provide the needs, mm-hmm. but there are lots of things that we want to do to really exceed those educational opportunities for children in the classroom. And so by partnering with chamber members and through this partner in education program, we're able to provide so many more opportunities for students and teachers and ultimately impact learning just through those relationships. So it is a win-win.
Makes a big difference for the community, right, Brian?
It does. And one of the things that we want to do is we want to make sure that we're putting everything in line to grow our future leaders and our future workforce. Workforce is such a buzzword right now. How are we going to develop workforce? And from the chamber's perspective, you want to start in the elementary level. You want to grow those young students to be your future leaders. We want them to be involved in the chamber. We want them to stay in the area, start your own business. That's going to help us grow. And so why look anywhere else besides your own backyard?
Now, Meredith, I would imagine that support from the businesses in the Jackson area, it's important to a lot of things that go on at the school, right?
Absolutely. At Jackson R2, we believe in educating the whole child. And what we mean by that is we're not just going to stop at 12th grade. We want to help our students be work ready, to be life ready citizens. Mm-hmm. So we focus on things that really the business community helps us with, such as service learning. Like, we want to teach our students, we have a huge service learning component, to give back to the community, because that helps them be productive citizens wherever they live. We hope it's Jackson. We hope they return right here and stay and work and raise a family. But those skills that we're able to give them are going to benefit them no matter where they go.
Well, Brian and Meredith, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much for having us.
We've been going public with Brian Giroux with the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce and Meredith Popst with the Jackson R2 School District. To hear more local interviews, go to krcu.org, click on local, and then going public.